So in your book, Blue Collar Goals, How to Build a Service Business from the Dirt Up, you talk about a lot of what you're saying here about how companies, small companies, and blue-collar businesses mess up based on a lack of leadership, not understanding their finances. I know those things are in there. What else do you tell businesses that they need to learn? What else is in your book that's going to make people want to run out there and buy it right now?
Well, I think it's a very real the people that have read it, you know, it just came out, and the people that have read it said it's just a very real book. They can see themselves in it. They get encouraged with it. There's some real action steps to take. So in my book, one of them is just, you know, one of the first chapters is just what it takes to get going. You know, just the mindset into just getting, you know, getting off start and getting going. But as I progress through the book, I get into leadership. I get into finances. I get into marketing too, which is sometimes a mystery for small business owners on, you know, what to do, how we market on a small level up to a very big level to make sure that phone stays ringing. I also talk about, you know, values that you have to have for the customer, for your employees, and how you build a company of a culture around your style that people want to be part of. When you're successful, there's a great magnetism to it, and people want to be around it and come to it. So if you build a business that's successful and it's a good place to work, guess what you attract more of? You attract more good people and good customers that want to be part of that culture and that thing. And that's very much part of what I believe in. It's part of what has made us successful and different than most other companies in this category is our internal culture and feel. And as I became a better and better leader, more and more people started following. You know, one of the first things when I first started learning leadership was nobody was following. You know, I was leading, but I was by myself. So if you find yourself in that position, I tell business owners, that's fine. Everybody has to start there, but you have to prepare yourself through courses and books and things that so you can lead people, so they can follow you. I wasn't the best leader at the beginning. I tell a story in my book about my brother. My brother is in the military, and, you know, my last name is Stoner. Well, my brother became Major Stoner. But he was more of a natural leader, and he's now Lieutenant Colonel Stoner in the Army. The military shows you some great leadership skills. And when he was going through that, he was kind of a juvenile delinquent as a kid because he didn't really have good leadership from my parents, really. But as he got into the military and they had good leadership, he became a good leader. And I watched this happen with him. I was a musician. I just really wanted to be your buddy and hang out. I didn't want to lead people. But you can't run a business trying to be everybody's buddy. And that was a very real lesson for me to learn. And I can still be friendly and I can still be a good leader, but be respected. And that's the biggest thing about leadership that I had to learn and hold people accountable that work for me, but still be fair and be a good place to work. Once you put those rules in place, everybody, the whole business runs better. If you don't have a
good... Well, what I like about this is that you're a regular guy who didn't start with a ton of money, and by really going out there and working hard and reading and studying and being willing to do what it takes, you went from a one-man operation to a multi-million-dollar business, and I think that's really encouraging to the people who are listening to this, who you go speak in front of, and I know it's going to make people want to buy this book. So tell us all right now how they can find out more about you, where they can find the book, and so forth. Give us your website and so forth.
So the website is bluecollargold.com. And I also have markstoner.com. The book will be available on both of those and soon to be available on Amazon. And so on that website, there's a button to click on. And there's a couple of things you can do. One, buy the book. Two, I also speak for different groups. And three, if you were looking at in the chimney business, I actually am also a founder of a franchise that is nationwide, that if people want to join a group of guys that believe in use this core values and also all the marketing and leadership skills, we've put that all together in a package that that we are bringing more chimney professionals to the U.S., but that also adds to more blue-collar work, masonry work, dryer vent cleaning, gas appliances, and those kind of things. So I'm trying to take this to another place, too, with people joining our team.
Cool. Well, I know everybody's going to want to go to bluecollargold.com as well as markstoner.com. Remember, one of those, both of those, go there, look at Mark's website, and be sure to buy the book. And there will be a lot of great information if you want to take it further than that. Hey, Mark, this has been fun.
Thank you, Larry. It's always great to talk to you. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it.